Let's focus now on something else that's at risk because of war and famine in East Africa specifically, Sudanese culture. That's what brought Dominique Raimondo to the Kakuma refugee camp in Kenya. Thousands of South Sudanese are there now. Raimondo himself is from South Sudan, but now lives in Salt Lake City. And he went to Kakuma to learn how the culture of the Dinka people is being affected by the current crisis. The Dinka are from an area of South Sudan just north of the Kenyan border. And Raimondo wanted to record their songs and dances at the camp. The trip was sponsored by the Association for Cultural Equity, the nonprofit founded by the late musicologist and producer Alan Lomax. It's now run by his daughter, Anna Lomax Wood. Raimondo says Dinka culture is at risk for a simple reason.
The small kids that are there, they are not interested in practicing the culture anymore. And I actually asked, you know, the elders, how will the Dinka traditional culture stay the same if the situation is the same as I can see now? And they say, yes, because of the factors in the refugee camp, there is a danger that our culture will disappear.
So at the same time this is all happening, the people are continuing to arrive in the refugee camp in Kenya from South Sudan because there's famine, because there's civil war. I mean, can it be preserved in those kind of circumstances?
It's true, you know, because of the situation in South Sudan, there is a huge number of people coming in the refugee camp. As you can understand, these people are having a lot of issues. You know, some of them are traumatized. But as I went there, I actually lightened their hearts, and they felt that there is a way they can still regain the energy and start practicing the culture, you know, and music so that it would be the same as it was in the village they came from.
This feels like the moment where we should listen to some of what you recorded in the field at the refugee camp in Kenya. So a lot of what you discovered was just pure rhythm. So I'd like us to listen first to something with a melody. So Dominic, what is this song about? I mean, it's got a melody. Did you speak with anyone who gave you some context?
Yes, Marcos, that's a very powerful song in, you know, the Dinka tribe. The song sings about warriors, you know, who were heading to the village, and so they send a message to the enemies. They said, we are going to fight all the way to the end, and we're not going to give up. That's what the song means.
Presumably, it's a pretty old song, and is it getting kind of new, fresh context with the war in South Sudan?
It's actually a new song.
Oh, it's new.
And also have some old meaning, because the Dinka tribe, these are, you know, cattle-raising community. They are
cattle.
Always the warriors in the community, in the Dinka tribe, have to step up and protect their community.
So I mentioned that some of these songs are very rhythmic, almost pure rhythm. Let's hear one of those. So, Dominic, what intrigued me most when I heard this was whether this is a form of communication or not, and who is talking to whom.
That's the Dinka traditional dance called apiti. And apiti is mostly, you know, performed by the women. And they are telling the men that we are moving to our father's home, and we will be waiting there for you to come and find us.
How eager were the refugees in the camp in Kenya? How eager were they to share this music with you?
Well, it was amazing, you know, how they responded. You know, they say they have never have anybody coming from the United States to come and record the music with the locals. The situation was overwhelming. So it was something new that they have seen, you know, been recorded. So it was welcoming, and it was very good.
Dominique Raimundo, thank you very much for being with us and for telling us about your trip to Kenya. Thank you.
Thank you, Marcos.
Negra,